Hey, beautiful life. Om Shanti. It's 7:50 p.m. here in Manipal, and I'm recording this podcast for the 10th of May. That's today. And Seema is her sister and her sister's kids and my son. They've gone to Mugambika to pay respects to the Devi and get their darshan and blessings. So, that's a very powerful temple. Out here, it's just 1.5 hours drive from Manipal to Mugambika, and it's a beautiful drive. It's just one straight road, and you know, it's a lot of trees, and I always want to run in those areas, Mugambika area. In fact, I was discussing with Riyaz on trying to have a trip to Mugambika where we stay there overnight, have darshan, and then climb up a place called Kodajatri, which is a short trek, but would be really interesting to do. So let's see how that unfolds. It all depends on the Devi's wishes and her blessings, of course. So that's the gist of today's day. Seema is gone to Mugambika along with our family. I stayed back to be with my mother. She wants to travel after Seema's parents come to Mugambika. So, you know, that's the, can say, arrangement that's been made. Well, my day was quite good early in the morning. I woke up at around 4:20-ish a.m. and had this track workout planned out with Dr. Pranav and his friend. So I was initially not planning to take my car, but then I took my car, but I had to fill diesel. And filling diesel in a place which is near Tiger Circle with a petrol pump, it's actually surrounded by buses. So I did manage to go into the petrol pump, but as soon as I finished filling up the diesel, another bus came and just blocked it. So it took me some navigation skills as well as the driver taking the car, the bus back for me to come out. So I reached Syndicate Circle at around 6:10-ish, and Pranav and his friend Likith were already there and picked them up, and we went to the track in Udupi. So it's a nice, beautiful track. Of course, it needs some maintenance now, but can't complain much about it. You know, we've got a facility where you don't have to pay anything and just get your workouts done. So he did 200 reps. You know, I did 6 reps of it and stopped after that. But really enjoyed the speed workout after a long time. And I didn't want to push myself for another 2 reps, so I just took it easy. And Pranav and Likith did, I think, 1 more rep, and Likith did 8 reps. And then we did a cool down run. And after that, Riyaz was there. He had, planned out a swim at 8 o'clock at the same, just near the stadium. There's another government pool. So, you know, I had to wait for him and his son. They came at 8 o'clock. We did swim there. Pranav and Likith decided to take an auto back home. So, I had a lovely swim. There was a lot of rush in the pool because of summer vacations. Kids just jumping left, right and center. So I just was focusing on easy swim and doing some drills, you know, just to keep myself engaged. And I really loved the swim, you know. So after that, Riyaz took me out for breakfast. So Riyaz's son was there. And there was a place where the brother and sister, they cook food. But that place was closed, so we had to go to another close by, I can say, a small restaurant or canteen kind of a thing. And I, there was, the spread was different. You know, there was no dosa available, but they had nool puttu, they had parota, they had avial, and there were a lot of stuff. And I ordered a few things. We shared basically. Even jalebi was there, so we just shared a few stuff and had a cup of coffee, and we left from there. The food wasn't that great quality, but I think it was okay. Reached home at around, 9:30, 10-ish. And then and I got back to work for some time. I wanted to take a power nap. I managed to take it around 11, 11:30, you know, and then have my early, you can say, lunch. And that's where I know I had this upset stomach. So I do not know whether it is pool water or what, but I did have an upset stomach for the rest of the day, right from after having my lunch till in the evening, and even post my evening run. So there was a little bit of lack of energy in the evening. So I decided, let's see how it goes. And I did a very, very easy run, 6:46 pace. I don't know, my heart rate was showing quite high, quite surprised. You know, at that pace, I was hardly exerting myself at all. But it shows average heart rate of 158 or so, which is way too off. Anyways, you know, I did manage to do 10 kilometers, but not quite energetic as I was expecting myself to be. Total, I did manage to do around 16 kilometers of run today. Got back home and I immediately had a shower and had my dinner. Now, dinner was basically, you know, this mixed millet dosa that is there. I told mom to make dosa instead of roti, because it's tough to make rotis out of that, you know, dough. So yeah, got that thing finished. Now I have a few things that I need to do, and after that I'll be switching myself off and going off to sleep. So you might say, wow, looks like an uneventful day. But yes, I did, you know, test SEMA. I know there was practically no diesel in the car, and she asked me, you know, did you fill? And I said, no, I didn't fill. And, you know, it might be just enough for you to go to the petrol pump. I was just trying to gauge her reaction to it. And she was pretty cool about it. She said, okay, then I think I need to take the bike out and get some extra diesel. I wouldn't want to take a chance till the petrol pump. You know, and that was her reaction, which I was expecting, but you know, this is something that I need to learn. You know, when, if I was in her situation, I would have really got angry. I would have really got pissed off, and I said, come on, you could have filled the diesel. You know, we are having a trip, and you know, you should know that we cannot take a chance. I would have definitely blown the lid off and got angry. But her calm demeanor, as well as the way she tackled it, is something that is I need to learn. You know, I need to observe, and this is something that I'm going to implement in my current life. So there will be situations where people will not do things based on your expectation, and you know, what's important is to just find a solution and go ahead with it, rather than blame somebody for not doing their work, you know, or not expecting or not meeting your expectations, to be more precise. So this is something that we all need to practice, and I think today was a great opportunity for me to you know, realize this and make sure that I implement this in the near future. So thanks, Seema, for giving me this short but beautiful lesson on how to really stay calm and be focused on, you know, finding a solution rather than blaming somebody. So, yes, that's how my day went across. Pretty happy with how things are going. But yes, I just have to make sure that my stomach is set properly and I'm able to get back to my 100% by tomorrow. Well, folks, that's all for now. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Take care. Till then, Om Shanti.